Hey, come on down to Dead to Beverly Hills because we're rolling it out. One of the most popular drinks in all of history, I think. The Dirty Ted. Yeah, rolling it out of Dead to Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's, yeah. Will you want to put our meat in your mouth?
We want to put it directly into your mouth. We're not ashamed of that at all, Phil. And thank you very much for joining us here at Ted's.
Well, it's good to be with you, Ted. Thank you. And the Dirty Ted is what we're going to talk about tonight. I know you're rolling it out as a new drink. I first of all want to say good talking to you. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Well, I've been involved in some conversations that'll get to you. I'll tell you a little bit about here later on in the segment, but somebody's been having a very hard time of it.
I understand.
Now tell me what I just heard you do in the promo. Are you going to be on stage at Theater West, or
I thought I was imagining things too, Ted.
Yeah, it sounded like I was imagining things.
No, I am. I'm going to be on stage at Theater West on Cahuenga on the 28th of September. The World of Phil Henry will be on stage with Steve Bozell, with Jay Santos, and with Chris Norton.
Boy, oh boy. And don't worry, my feelings are not hurt. I don't need to be up there with you. I can tell you that right now. But that's a great theater group.
It really is.
So can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well,
hold on, let me do it, because I know a little bit more about it than you do. I know that Theater West...
What do you mean, you know more about it?
I don't want you to... Theater West, for everybody listening out there, Theater West is in Hollywood. It's the oldest continually operating theater company in Los Angeles. We're talking about 60 years, and Phil Henry is a member of the group there.
All right, yeah.
Take it away, bud.
Yeah.
The oldest? It's the oldest continually operating theater group. Well, very proud to be a part of that.
And you're going to put your one-man show up over there? Oh, boy.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, I just...
What are you, jealous?
No, I'm not jealous. I think it's kind of interesting that Phil, Mr. Radio, Mr. Audio, and all of a sudden he's on stage and he's just,
No, not all of a sudden, man. I've been acting before the camera and on stage for the last 20 years.
Oh, give me a break, Phil.
Well, I have. I don't care whether you want to choose to believe it or not. I have. Now, yeah, the world of radio has been my primary, and voiceover has been my primary, support, if you will, financial support. But no, I've been studying acting. I've been acting, and this is going to be a great opportunity for people to watch this show that I've been working on and putting together, and I'm very proud of.
Well, all right. I mean, I don't want to run you down or anything, but I mean, this is a very prestigious. You know who founded this group?
I know Joyce Van Patten.
But Joyce Van Patten, we're talking about Jack Nicholson used to be a member of this group. Richard Dreyfuss, and you're in the middle of it?
Ted, what is wrong with you?
I don't know. It's just...
All right. Obviously, you're jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. It's just that you're having a good time of it, and I got my ass kicked.
Well, all right, so I heard you got your ass beat.
I didn't get my ass beat, but I got knocked out.
Yeah, you got knocked out cold.
I got it, Dickman. Don't worry about it.
What do you mean you got knocked out cold?
I got punched out.
He got punched out by a patron. Well, what happened? It has to do with this drink. It's the Dirty Ted.
The Dirty Ted, okay.
Isn't it a dirty martini?
Yes, it's a dirty martini. It's a martini that we call the Dirty Ted. It has olive juice, your choice of vodkas. We've got all the great vodkas in our bar. Rudy's serving it up. Hey, Rudy, kind of...
I'm busy right now.
No, I know. I just was... Okay, forget it. God. What a taste. I'm sorry. Everybody's busy.
All right, well, okay. I know what it is. A dirty martini. It's got olive juice. You take the juice from the jar of olives.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you do. You can take the juice from the jar of the olives and you put it in the dirt. So what we did is we call it the Dirty Ted. We rolled it out last weekend. And the hook with this thing, what's that? Table 4, don't go near. No, I don't want to go near him.
Who is that?
It's Joyce. She's got me. There's a couple in here. The guy that punched me out. So I had called the police. And the cops had sort of, we went back and forth on this thing. My lawyer told me to stay away from the guy. Now he's here in the restaurant.
Well, do you have a restraining order on this guy?
No, I don't have a restraining order. No, I do not want to have a drink. This guy apparently wants to make cutesy poo and nicey. Huh? He wants to make up. He wants to kiss and make up. Is that what you want to do, pal? No way. No way. No way.
All right, Ted, don't antagonize the guy. Just stick with us.
He didn't even hear me. What happened was this. Okay, we rolled out the Dirty Ted. It was a week ago tonight, about a 8:30.
Oh, would you guys knock it off?
I'm only kidding.
Yeah, you're just kidding.
This half past eight shit's starting to drive me nuts. A week ago tonight, a half past eight.
I said, I'm kidding.
Okay, so what happened?
What happened was, I said, I said, would you like the Dirty Ted? We put it on the menu, and what you get with the Dirty Ted is I bring it to the table. And so, hey, you get to meet me, Ted Bell. I come walking up. I'm in a blazer. I'm in my usual suit. I have on a blazer and navy blue slacks and very nice-looking shoes, you know, dress shoes, everything. So there I come up to the table, and I go, I'm Ted Bell, and this is your Dirty Ted. And then I lay it in front of whoever ordered it. Now, as it turned out...
You got punched out, so this isn't good.
Oh, hold on.
Go ahead.
As it turned out, as I said, hi, I'm Ted Bell, and this is the Dirty... And as I was saying that the young lady, the wife that I was going to put it in front of, she was getting up to go to use the ladies' room. Now, what I generally do is I say, and this is the Ted Bell, and I give him a little pinch on the cheek, or I, it's nothing salacious at all. And she got up, and she had on a tight, very tight skirt, and looked very good in it.
So what did you do, pinch her ass? Oh, come on, Bell.
Well, this is the Dirty Ted. I thought they would understand it was all tongue-in-cheek. And
So what happened? Your tongue wound up in your cheek, buried in your cheek, on account of the guy hit you.
Ooh. What are you, an idiot or something?
Hold on, bud, please. So what happened? The guy punched you out.
Yeah, the husband, he hit me. And knocked me cold. I was out for, they said I was out for about 10 seconds. Well, I thought, Phil, I've got a recording of it because I had... You got a recording of it? I've got a recording of you on the ground. Well, I didn't give you permission to have the recording. You said that you wanted to keep it for legal reasons and also for the media. It's right here. Oh, great. I think it's going to help your case.
Can you play it?
I'd rather that he not, Phil. Okay, I won't.
Come on, Ted. If he's got a recording of you, this is right after you got knocked out. This could help your case.
Go ahead, play it. 7:45. That's it. So what? I guess I was snoring, huh?
I heard the guy say, "Pinch my wife's ass."
Yeah, that was right after he punched Ed.
All right, so you got a problem, huh?
Well, no, I don't have a problem. What I've got is we got a public relations problem. I think we're going to settle this thing with some money. The guy's in here tonight. He looks like he's no, and that's the young lady's here too.
And you guys didn't get a restraining order on this guy?
No, I didn't get a restraining order. You know, I admit I was out of line, okay? I admitted I was out of line. I just don't want to talk to the guy tonight.
He's over there, and he wants to buy you a drink.
What do you want to buy me?
He wants to buy you a Dirty Ted.
Whose ass is he going to pinch, huh? Yeah, I'm way ahead of you on that one.
Are you going to pinch his ass?
Why don't you shut up, Rudy? So the Dirty Ted, Phil, has been rolled out, however, sloppily.
So you rolled out the Dirty Ted last week, which is a dirty martini. And for people that don't know, it's a martini, vodka martini, that has olive juice in it.
Yes, it's delicious. It's a fantastic drink. We call it the Dirty Ted. And when I bring it to your table, I say, this is the Dirty... No, I don't. What do I say?
You say, this is Ted Bell.
No, I don't say that.
You say, this is a dirty... You say, Ted, this is the Dirty this is Dirty Ted, and I'm Ted Bell.
Yeah, that's it. So I bring it to the table. I have it on one single platter. I'm carrying it in my left hand. My right hand is behind my back. As I approach the table, I bow, and I say, this is the Dirty Ted, and I'm Ted Bell. Thank you. You know, and I sort of wait for a response. Most people will say, oh, hi, Ted. You know, I've heard about you. I've heard you on the Phil Hendry Show, for instance, or I've seen you. When I did it last week, I said, this is a Dirty Ted, and I'm Ted Bell. Thank you. And I looked at both of them, and they stared at me like I was some kind of a stain on the wall, you know?
Well, they didn't recognize you.
No, they didn't recognize me. I said, and this, and I'm Ted Bell. So I suppose...
All right, so in other words, you pinched her ass because you were pissed.
No, I did not. I said, I'm Ted Bell. And as I did that, she showed a great deal of disrespect by getting up to go to the... I said, where are you going? And she said, well, that's none of your business. And he said to me, my wife's going to the can. And I said, and that's when I don't know what got into me, Phil, but I reached down and I pinched her ass. And I think I heard him say, you pinched her ass. You got that, Rudy?
You pinched her ass.
I said, yeah.
Okay, so the guy said, you pinched your ass? And that's when everything went black.
All right, well, how are you now?
I'm fine, but I got checked out. I was on a concussion protocol, overnight. They had to wake me up and everything. I apologize. I'm sorry for that kind of behavior, Phil. But I ought to be allowed to roll out a drink, to roll out a product in my own way and in my own time.
But not pinch a guy's wife's ass.
Not pinch a... Say that again?
Not pinch some guy's wife's ass.
Why is that not coming out right?
You don't get to pinch the ass of some dude that came in as a customer.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm sorry, Phil, I didn't...
You better get your head checked out.
I guess.
Yeah. Go and have... Maybe you need an x-ray or something. I don't know what. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills, who last week rolled out the Dirty Ted, which is a dirty martini. And as he was introducing the drink, you said, I'm Ted Bell, and she was getting up, right?
I thought it was very rude. She was getting up to use the... My husband said, my wife's getting up to use the can. Where is it? I said, what are you, asking me where the can is? He said, I said, where's the can? I said, it's your house. And that's when I pinched her ass.
And then the lights went out. Okay, so it's getting even worse.
You're making this worse than it was.
Well, that's what I said.
So first it was just, I'm Ted Bell, and she gets up, you pinch her ass, and you get like, now it's, where's the can? And you said it's at your house.
Well, the guy keeps asking me, where's the can? My wife needs to go. Otherwise, she'll do it all over your seats here. Is that what you want? So I said...
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did. I didn't hear it, Phil, I don't think. Do you mind if I get my own phone? Oh, this your phone? Yeah. That's what I heard, Phil.
You heard this guy say what?
He said, either my wife uses the can or she's going to go all over your nice seats here. So I said to him, the can's at your house. There, have her walk home. Have her walk home. You can follow her with a pan. And I didn't even get the word pan out. And I just felt this clink, just a direct hit on my chin.
Ted, you know what? You're a great guy.
No lectures, Phil.
No, I'm not going to. You're a great guy. You're a wonderful restaurateur. You seem self-destructive. That is it right there, Ted. That is a self-destructive act that you did.
Oh, is that right? And what did I do?
What did you do? You pinch a woman on her rear end with the husband right there, and you did not expect retaliation?
I thought the guy would have a sense of humor. God.
Sure, what kind of sense of humor is a guy going to have when you pinch the butt, you pinch the buttle area?
The what?
What kind of sense of humor is some cat going to have when you're pinching his wife's ass?
You know something, Phil? You're getting all, you're feeling kind of self-important just because you're doing a show that's going to be put on stage in Hollywood.
He threw the phone at me.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. I guess he's going through whatever he's going through.
You want to?
I'm sorry.
It's okay, Ted. You're the guy that's got to, you're the guy that's got to pay this guy off, right?
Yeah, we got to pay him off.
How much?
And this is coming hot on the heels of, like I said, I was dealing with a situation, this friend of mine who went through, I can't tell you who he is, you may be able to guess, but he said he went through a very traumatic experience where he was ball gagged, tied up, and left on the ground.
Who? What is this, Ted?
Okay, here's what happened. He went to speak to a group of female journalists, black female journalists, and he said, I was ball gagged, laid on the ground, and then I had to wait to see what they were going to do with me, and they pushed me over the hood of a Jeep.
Who is this?
I'm not telling you.
He was ball gagged. This guy was tied up, ball gagged, thrown to the ground while they decided what to do with him, and then threw him over the hood of a Jeep.
Yeah. And I said, then what happened? He said, three guesses. He said, and it was dry. It was dry. So this is what I'm dealing with, Phil.
I'm going to come in and have a Ted. I mean, a dirty Ted.
Okay. And
you don't need to pinch my ass.
Oh, my God, Phil.
I may come in there with, who knows, with Jackie or somebody? With a female?
With Jackie or somebody? Get a load of you. You got another woman in your life?
No, I do not. What I'm saying is I may come in there with a colleague who's female. You going to pinch her ass?
No, I'm not, Phil. Take it easy, Tarzan. He gave me the phone again.
Okay. Good luck to you guys over there. Ted's of Beverly Hills with the new Dirty Ted from Ted Bell.
Hey, Phil, I'm just...
There he is. There he is. There's Rudy. There's Ted. What is this thing about he got ball gagged? I don't want to know. I really don't want to. to know. Steve Dooley will be next here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That's right, Bobby's husband, Steve, who claims to have seen some sort of a, what is it, Bud?
Yeah, he saw a crack in the earth that he said it was frightening, a gigantic crack in the earth. And he thinks it's, you know, it could swallow the earth up.
So who is this again?
Steve Dooley.
Steve Dooley saw this. Okay. Well, why don't you take the kid seriously? Who? Steve Dooley?
Yeah.
Because he's Steve Dooley. Oh, yeah, well. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Hey, guys, it's Phil Henry, and I'm going to be on stage the 28th of September at Theater West on Cahuenga in Hollywood, California. This is, as we've mentioned, the oldest continually operating theater company in Los Angeles. And I'm going to have a show called The World of Phil Henry. We'll be bringing three characters to life from the show on stage on the 28th of September, 8 p.m. So if you're in the L.A. area and you want to come out and see me, and we're going to do a Q&A after the show is over, it'd be great to see you. So check out the link. We'll have it on our homepage on our website at philhenryshow.com. We'll also have it on our Facebook feed there, the Phil Henry Fans Facebook feed. And we'll have the link over there at the BSPs and More page. And you can also reach Theater West at www.theaterwest.org. Theaterwest.org. That's Saturday, September 28th, 8 p.m. at Theater West in Hollywood, California.
Hey, everybody. Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We've rolled out the Dirty Ted. The Dirty Ted has that great-tasting olive juice along with your choice of vodka. It's a great drink, and I deliver it to your table. I deliver it personally to your table. So everyone that orders a Dirty Ted, I come to the table and say, I'm Ted Bell. The Dirty Ted.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Yeah.
Ted Bell had his ass kicked by a woman's husband after he pinched the woman's ass. Damage is pending. World famous Phil Henry Show, yeah. This is a Misery Slims, Nights Out. Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm General Galen Shaw.
You've been trying for your better, miles all right.
Yeah.
That down dancing.
Look at the General dance.
Yeah.
Wow, General. Wow, General. Look at it. Watch this. Yeah. Wow.
I don't want to dance, man. Margaret, dance with me.
Don't you ever touch my ass that way again.
Oh, I gave it a squeeze.
Turn it down.
What are you laughing at?
I gave her ass a squeeze.
Everybody's touching everybody's ass around here. Let's not do that anymore, okay?
Yeah, but you're laughing, Mr. Henry.
Of course I'm laughing. Of course I'm laughing. What was the show that we did the other night? That guy was... Somebody, I don't know who, was grabbing someone's ass. It was Arse Gardner, wasn't it?
Yeah, Arse Gardner, his executive producer, Bones.
Yeah, Bones McMahon grabbed his ass.
Jesus. Anyway, you shouldn't do that, General.
I grabbed the cheek. Don't grab the cheek of my ass. Do you think Patsy would appreciate that?
Well, thanks for announcing it. All right, General, you know that that's not cool. Wow, look at everybody all of a sudden with the judgment.
Well, Dad, we were just talking about it.
We were just talking about Ted pinching women on the ass.
I got up exuberantly to dance, and there's Margaret, and she was there, and I reached down and grabbed both cheeks of my ass, and I mean squeezed, something Frank hasn't done in years. Excuse me.
Where are you going? Never mind.
Find out what's wrong with Margaret.
Yeah, Miss Gray. Miss Gray.
All right, General, it's you and me.
All right.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You all right?
Yes, I'm fine. General, I apologize.
Well, I'm sorry, Margaret. I didn't mean to...
No, it's just that, as I said, you know, my husband has been so busy. He's buried in all kinds of legal work. He's dealing with that slob that clocked Ted Bell.
Is he representing him?
No, he represents Ted.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And when you grabbed my ass, I thought, when's the last time Frank grabbed my ass? And I knew.
You do?
Yes, I knew exactly. It was at the Mark Hopkins, San Francisco, 1990 or 91, I forget which. We were up there for the Knights of Columbus. Frank was getting an award. And we were at the Mark Hopkins. We went out to dance. Frank reached down and grabbed both cheeks. Excuse me.
Margaret. Margaret.
No, Phil, you know, you've got no sensitivity at all.
Margaret. I'm sorry. It was...
Frank reached down and grabbed both cheeks of her ass.
Yeah.
She missed...
What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry, Margaret. I really... I didn't mean to laugh.
May I sit down?
Of course. Yes.
Her surname is Gray.
Well, it's all right. I just... When the general did that, yes, I...
You want us to get Frank on the line?
No, I don't want you to get Steve Dooley on the line. Let's get this over with. Let's get this piece of shit...
Hey, Margaret, maybe you ought to just, you know, take the rest of the night off or something.
No, maybe I shouldn't.
Okay. Steve Dooley is joining us here from the... Steve Dooley's going to join us from Western Estates Homeowners Association. And Steve Dooley is... Right now, I think Steve posted yesterday something very fascinating. Steve, you saw, I don't know what this was that you saw, but it was online. It was a photograph or a film of a crack opening up in the earth.
It was, Mr. Henry. It was a crack that opened in the earth. And when I saw it, I thought of that movie, Krakatoa, East of Java. It was gigantic, and it was huge, and there were people walking and driving motorcycles along the side of it.
Okay, and... You posted that you thought that this was possibly the end.
It looks to me like it could be the end of the world because the way I'd never seen anything like it before in my life and the way that it looked.
All right, Bobby is there, right?
Hi, Phil.
Okay. Did you see this thing, Bobby?
No, it's something that Steve saw on Facebook. It was a gigantic crack in the earth, and there was also this music or something going behind it. Wait, Steve. The music was going boo, 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 doo, boo, 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 boo. You remember that?
Yes, it was. It was a kind of a spiritual music, Mr. Andrew. It's kind of tribal. And it was music that was being played maybe by the guy that put the film there, or maybe it wasn't. But what it was an aerial shot, like a drone shot, of this gigantic crack in the earth opening up with all kinds of cars and people walking, motorcycles.
Where were they walking?
On either side of it. And then I heard boo doo 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 doo, you know, like that.
It was jungle movie music. That's all it was, Phil.
What's that, Bob?
Yes, it was, Steve. And what you saw was AI.
Oh yeah, sure. Bobby is telling me every time I see something interesting, every time I see something beautiful, every time I see something so unusual that it brings a tear to my eye. Every time I see something that is so, you know, evocative of some kind of beauty that one rarely sees, you know.
You didn't just use the word evocative, did you, Steve?
What word?
The word evocative.
I mean, I don't know.
What are you guys saying?
We just heard Steve use the word evocative. He did.
Where'd you learn a word like that?
I don't know. I must have something I read.
Well, you better find out fast or we're going to have a problem. Now, where did you learn the word
evocative? Because I want to
find out what's going on with her.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, you went butch. Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Who, me? 6 inches in the rain.
Give me the phone, will you, for God's sake. Bobby, what's going on with you?
I'm sorry, Phil. Steve, you all right?
Scared me.
I didn't mean to scare you. Where did you learn the word evocative?
I don't know.
Well, this is a problem, Phil.
Why is it a problem?
He just used a big word. And I don't know where he's... Is it the website that you went to for the gigantic...
I don't know. I just, the gigantic crack in the earth looked like a vagina.
Did you just hear that?
I did, yeah.
I had to kick your ass around the block.
There's too much ass kicking going on in the show tonight, okay? There's too much ass kicking going. So, Steve, you saw something that looked like the end of the world. Bobby, you say it's simply AI.
It's AI, Phil. It's what these jive turkeys are doing online now. They're creating stupid pictures. They're creating stupid movies. It's nothing, Steve. It's not the end of the world.
Oh, I don't know how you could say that. It looked like a gigantic crack, and there was moisture bubbling up in it.
Moisture bubbling up in it?
Yeah.
Steve, I got to agree with Bobby. I think it's AI. They're making all kinds of stupid stuff now.
I don't agree.
All right, well, you go off and you have fun.
I was the one talking to Mr. Henry, not you.
Fine.
Thank you. So anyway, Mr. Henry.
All right, so you believe that this is a crack in the world and the world is coming to an end.
I don't know if it's coming to an end, okay? All I know is I saw this crack and I heard boo doo 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 dun 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 dun, you know?
What are you talking about, Dooley?
Hey, General, if you mind, I'm talking to Mr. Henry.
Whatever. Are you... You got the squirrels out there, huh?
Yeah, we got some of the traveling squirrels that came over to our property from the Newcombs.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man. If you've got, if you think the world's coming to an end, because you saw a film on Facebook, has anybody else reported this?
What?
The crack in the earth film.
Yeah, dude, if nobody else has reported it, man, it's probably AI.
Say that again?
If nobody else has reported it, it's probably AI.
I mean, I don't know, Mr. Henry.
Like Bud said, this is something that is put together by some jackass, and it isn't real, man. If it was real, there'd be scientists weighing in on it all over the world.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, magic words. I don't know. Thanks, Phil.
Is that it?
I think so. What do you think, Steve?
I mean, it looked real to me.
It's AI, Jack. Don't worry about it. Okay, thanks. The Dooley's there on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Did you see this thing?
Yeah, it's in the real section of Facebook, and it's stupid.
This whole idea, this AI stuff has gotten way out of control. I ought to find the guy that invented it, kick his ass for fun. AI. So you can make anything, huh?
You can basically make beautiful pictures. People have all kinds of stuff that they're posting.
That stuff wears on my nerves, man. If I see one more picture of a horse kissing a duck, some bullshit. Do people who make that stuff, don't they realize that that is easily detected?
I don't know. I mean, some of it looks pretty real.
It looks too real, man. It looks so real, it slops over into, it looks like a painting or something.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
They got all kinds of crap on Facebook that shows beautiful horses and all kinds of beautiful lions and people embracing, you know, cougars and stuff you'd never see in real life. And they always have some line like, why don't pictures like this trend anymore?
Well, they're just looking for clicks so they can hook your ass into some kind of a spam.
Yeah, I know that. I block all that stuff.
Well, why do you block, Phil? You should be open to new experiences.
Oh, give me a break, Margaret. Open to what experience? I block that crap so I don't have to deal with it. It's crap. C-R-A-P.
A beautiful duck and a horse, and you call it crap?
Yes. Yes, I do.
A duck, a horse kissing a duck?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Margaret, you kill me, you know that?
Why's that?
1 minute you're near tears because Frank hasn't squeezed your ass. Never mind.
Watch it.
Okay. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Go to our homepage today or tomorrow, and we will have a link for you to buy tickets to The World of Phil Henry on the 28th of September at Theater West in Hollywood.